She shook her head as he sat beside her. "I don't know. I feel strange. This crampy feeling, it comes and goes."
He helped her lie down on her side, and then he lay down too, massaging her back.
"It's probably just false labor," he assured her. "It's 3 weeks early, after all, and first babies are usually late."
This was true, he knew. He believed it as he spoke, and he was, in fact, so sure of it that after a time he drifted into sleep. He woke to find her standing over the bed, shaking his shoulder. Her robe, her hair, looked nearly white in the strange snowy light that filled their room.
"I've been timing them, 5 minutes apart. They're strong, and I'm scared."
He felt an inner surge then. Excitement and fear tumbled through him like foam pushed by a wave. But he had been trained to be calm in emergencies, to keep his emotions in check. So he was able to stand without any urgency, take the watch, and walk with her slowly and calmly up and down the hall. When the contractions came, she squeezed his hand so hard he felt as if the bones in his fingers might fuse. The contractions were, as she had said, 5 minutes apart, then four. He took the suitcase from the closet, feeling numb suddenly with the momentousness of these events, long expected, but a surprise all the same. He moved, as she did, but the world slowed to stillness around them. He was acutely aware of every action, the way breath rushed against his tongue, the way her feet slid uncomfortably into the only shoes she could still wear, her swollen flesh making a ridge against the dark gray leather. When he took her arm, he felt strangely as if he himself were suspended in the room, somewhere near the light fixture, watching them both from above, noting every nuance in detail. How she trembled with a contraction, how his fingers closed so firmly and protectively around her elbow, how outside, still, the snow was drifting down. He helped her into her green wool coat, which hung unbuttoned, gaping around her belly. He found the leather gloves she'd been wearing when he first saw her, too. It seemed important that these details be right. They stood together on the porch for a moment, stunned by the soft, white world.
"Wait here," he said,
and went down the steps, breaking a path through the drifts. The doors of the old car were frozen, and it took him several minutes to get one open. A white cloud flew up, glittering, when the door at last swung back, and he scrambled on the floor of the back seat for the ice scraper and brush. When he emerged, his wife was leaning against a porch pillar, her forehead on her arms. He understood in that moment both how much pain she was in and that the baby was really coming that very night.